How's it going? Welcome to 4 Day Breaks, presented to you by High Rise Fuel for an unfiltered world of candid conversations. I'm Joey, I'm one of your hosts, and I got here with me.
What's going on, guys? My name is Basan. Join us every 9 days to see what's going on, from the latest trends to personal stories and everything in between. Nothing is off limits here, boys, and I mean nothing is fucking off limits.
Nothing at all. And today we got a guest with us, Mr. Steve Mercado. How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. Steve Mercado here.
Awesome. How's it going? How did your cycle go? I know you're still in your in between day, Steve, but how's your cycle been so far? Anything interesting?
No, dude, we've been pretty chill. I think I've had, in the past two shifts, we've probably had like 4 calls.
No shit. Yeah, we didn't have what was our first day? Sunday, right, my son?
Sunday,
I didn't have a single call at Station 2. And then where was I the second day? Oh, I was at Station 2 with Javi. I think we had like 2 calls or 3 calls. And then last shift, we had 1 call. So, yeah, I had a boring cycle this cycle. I mean, yeah, granted, it's good, right? Don't wish nothing bad on anybody, but it was
a
slow cycle.
Yeah, yesterday we had a false alarm for a house fire, but there's a smell of smoke inside. With this weather that we've been having these past couple days, the electrical systems are just panicking.
Yeah, it happens. Aside from that, how's everything going on your end? I know you have Home Rescue Solutions. You know, you're doing your job on that. I always see you posting and stuff like that. How's all that going?
It's going good, man. It's going good. We have our seasons where it's a little slow, you know, depending on what people are looking for, because we do we specialize in all types of roofing, commercial and residential.
Mm-hmm.
But little by little, I've been transitioning into remodeling.
No shit. So,
yeah.
So for me, I met you probably like less than a handful of times. So if you can explain to me and to like the viewers, like what your business is and stuff like that, like what you guys do exactly.
Okay. So we handle insurance claims for roof leaks, wind, hail damage, mold mitigation, fire mitigation, and then any kind of remodeling, restoration that you need. You want to take a tub out of a bathroom and make a walk-in shower, we can do that. If you want to add a room to your house, we can do that.
Dang.
Yeah. I just did a shower addition into a half bath.
Wow.
We just extended her half bath into the garage and made her a walk-in shower.
Dude.
I've been wanting to extend my master bathroom, but... Yeah, it's a hassle to have to go through all that. And then especially like how long it takes, like if it takes more than a few days, right? You have to have
usually a bunch of different addition, shit. Additioning with like plumbing. It just depends on a lot of factors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of variables to it, right?
Yeah, because if I need to go through the foundation to move the plumbing, you know, to a drain or something, then, you know, it's going to take a couple weeks. You know,
it can
take a week or two. I'm meeting with a client on Monday for a full house remodel.
Oh, dang.
New flooring, new kitchen, new bathrooms.
See, I'm fortunate that my house was remodeled before I bought it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And a lot of people are doing it now. Like a lot of realtors actually are.
Oh, really?
Buying homes and renovating them and then reselling them or renting them out. Yeah. They're just
fix and flip. Yeah, so my dad does that actually. He buys houses, fixes them up, and then he either rents them or sells them.
Yeah. If you look at it as passive income, the rent.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah, I do know.
More people are renting than buying now.
Yeah, and that's I think the thing with that too, right? With like renting and buying and everything like that, it's just like it's so. So like me, I bought my house, right? So I never lived anywhere else outside of my parents, and then I just went straight into buying a house. So like going from that, I look at it and I'm like, dude, if something fucks up, right? Like I had an issue with my AC last year. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have anybody to call to fix that shit. It's on me. You know, well, besides like obviously a HVAC tech or whatever.
Yeah.
come sort out the issue. But like, compared to like, if I rented the house, I could just call the landlord and be like, hey, something's going on, you know, get the shit fixed. They fix it. It's on their dime. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of.
Yeah, for sure.
Different. I see the benefits though. I see the.
That, and then you're ever going to move town, you know, hey, I got, you know, an opportunity in, you know, up north or something. You can just get up and go. You don't have to worry about, oh, I got to sell my house and.
Or even listed to rent, you know? So yeah. it's a bigger headache, I guess, when you got to move. Like, well, I mean, I didn't see myself leaving anyways. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe if high rise blows up and it becomes a, you know, multi-million dollar company, maybe relocate to another city. But I don't see that occurring in the next few years, at least. And even if it did, it would still take a lot for me to have to like not have to, but want to get up and leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can just fly to wherever you need to be if you need to be somewhere for meetings and shit like that. And then with our schedule at work,
our 4 day breaks,
exactly. With our schedule, it's so much easier to just say, hey, you know what, take vacation one day, and now I got 6 days to do whatever I got to do. So
yeah, I've been planning on our 4 day breaks to, you know, take off up north for the duration of the 4 days, and you know, get jobs up there in San Antonio, Kingsville, Corpus, all that stuff.
Yeah, because that's what I was gonna ask. Like, does your business go like anywhere like past the valley? Like, what was like the
furthest? Yeah, so pretty much, I have a network of other, you could say contractors that I work with that are in San Antonio, Austin, the Hill Country area, and then Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and then some in Corpus and Kingsville. So if I ever get a job up there, I just call them and, hey, can you go do this roof or do this for me, or scope it out, price it out. And then they'll send me their price or whatever. And, you know, I'll cut them a percentage or, you know, a referral fee or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're good with it. Or they'll just be like, hey, my guys are available, just use my guys. Okay.
Cool. No shit. So it's basically cool. Like a network of contractors, essentially, right?
Pretty much. Like, you can say I'm pretty much a general contractor now, because before I was just doing roofing. I went from I took on solar cells part time as a, you know, side hustle, and did good. And I was running into a lot of clients that needed new roofs. So I had a buddy that had a roofing company. He's been in the roofing game for like 15 years. So I was giving him the roofs, and he was making money on the roof, and I was making money on the solar part. So he was like, dude, why don't you just open a roofing company and you can make your own money on the roof and on the solar part? And I'm like, yeah, nah, dude, I don't want to do that. And he's like, no, let's do it. And I'll teach you everything. All right. So I got into it, started doing it, and then it took off, man. We got hit with a storm after that. About maybe 6 months after I opened the roofing company, about a year later, that I opened the business roofing was company. Booming. Yeah, during that storm, right after that storm, dude, I was doing neighborhoods.
That is fucking crazy. That's fucked.
The I mean, obviously, it's unfortunate, but the luck for you to start that.
Yeah, right, dude. Beforehand. Like, I just went into one house, called me, and then the neighbor came out. Hey, can you give me a quote? The next neighbor came out. Can you give me a quote? And my buddies would call me that were roofers, and they're like, dude, I just drove into a neighborhood and saw your signs like on every yard. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing with insurance claims right now. That was just a different ball game for me. You know, I didn't know that on before, but I wasn't going to say no.
Yeah, of course. So that's how that started. But what made you want to, like, what inspired the Home Rescue Solutions, like the entirety of the company itself? Like, what made you, or what drew you to create it? I mean,
we're in customer service as firemen.
Yeah.
You know, in the fire service, you know, customer service is a big deal. And I feel like with my company, that's what I base my company on, is customer service. Like, I'm not there to get rich off your job. I'm not there to, you know, I just want to give people what they need.
Yeah.
You know? And I've even done, you know, kind of what we do in the fire department. Hey, we'll install free smoke alarms. I'll do the same thing. If you don't have any, I'll go buy some at Lowe's and I'll install them for free, you know, just to be safe, or paint numbers on your curb or put them on your mailbox, you know, just because it helps the fire service.
Of course. We're looking for those addresses, when we want to identify a house.
So it was just I've always wanted to have a business, you know, and I never wanted to work part-time like on the box or, you know, go do more stressful stuff. But even though this is a pretty stressful business that I'm in.
But it's yours compared to working somewhere else, right? So
yeah. And then I think about our, you know, the fire service. We don't get paid what we should. You know, we do get paid good, but
yeah,
I feel like you do your 25, your 35 years for a plaque at the end of that, you know?
Yeah, of course. And not just that, though, but the toll it takes on you, you know, mentally and physically, you know?
You know, you got to live with all the shit you've seen and all the stuff that we don't feel that it bothers us, you know, when we first see it. But later on, it comes out, man. I've been in the fire service for 20 years now, and it's taken a toll. I've had to, like, realize sometimes where, like, hey, I'm kind of damaged, you know?
And I think that's a big, like, bridge between, like, obviously someone like you, right, or like JP, right, that have been in the service for such a long time now, to look at Bassan, right, for example. Bassan's still fresh in the service. I'm kind of in the middle between both of you, and that dynamic, you know, like that bridge between it. But at the end of the day, if it came down to it and we're all working on the same shift or we're all working on the same truck, like it's go time, you know what I mean?
There's no time to kind of backpedal
and shit like that. It's more of you know, getting down to what needs to get done and making it happen, essentially.
Yeah. There's, you know, there's days where I clock in and I got to find that fire, man. It's like, all right, let's do it. Let's do another day, you know.
Yeah, that motivation.
Yeah, sometimes I'll see, like, all these new guys we're hiring that are 20, 25 years old, and they're living the dream, you know, like, oh, my dream career, dream job, you know, and I'm like, man, you don't even know.
No, man, for sure. Yeah,
100%.
But I don't like to be the negative Nancy, you know. I want to encourage them and stuff like that, so I got to find that fire and just train them up and make sure I'm there for them and stuff.
Yeah. And I think it's good, though, right now, especially with our department. We're in such a different spot than it was, like, when I got hired. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
When I got hired, it was all about, hey, we have two stations that aren't manned. We need to start manning them. You know what I mean? Like, I came in right after you guys, right after you guys manned station two. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like that dynamic of, like, hey, we have two stations that are not manned. We need to get to that. And now it's more of, we need to fill up an aerial truck because we need to get the ISO rating down, or we need to do X amount of training. We need, like, it's a whole different dynamic from when I was there. I can only imagine how when you were in JP were when it was one station, you know what I mean?
Yeah. One station, so, dude, it was an ass raping all the time.
I believe it, man. I believe it. As busy as we are sometimes for one station to have to respond to everything
dude, like, you're running out of
central. With two stations, it sucked at times. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you'd have
just one running crew out of going central somewhere. And you're only four guys on a crew.
Exactly. You
know? That's just so
and then much for work. For a population, right? Obviously, at the time, it was saying, like, it was about 70,000 to 80,000, but we all knew with the university and everything, it was well over 100,000.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, bro, dude! Just for two stations, bro. That's crazy, bro.
Dude, that was even one station, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
It was crazy times.
When I got there, it was busy all the time, all the time. And obviously, as it developed more stations now, obviously we have the vacation station, the fire alarm station, the station out there in the boonies with five. Like, now we have everything kind of separated a little bit. But when I came in, they had just opened up station two, and it was just nonstop with two stations, just rolling. And then, well, I mean, now
at station five, we're over there feeding pigs and
fucking just future farmers of America over there at five. Yeah,
we're out of corn, man. We need more corn.
Yeah, man. And it's a crazy dynamic to see, you know, from, I can only imagine from your perspective compared to mine, right? Because it's different seeing it from where I came in and then seeing the way everything changed. I came in at a young age too. I was 21 when I got hired, and you know, it just kind of developed into it. And like JP, for example, came in at a little later time. He was working as a mechanic and then went up. So it's, I definitely see like there's a big bridge between the fire service as far as the old heads, the new heads, and kind of bridging gap.
I mean, and we're all kind of, I feel we all have the same goals.
Oh yeah. You know? Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
and the guys that have been there 10 years, you know, 5 years, 8 years.
You had cut off in the beginning part. What was the first part you said? All right, some technical difficulties on our end.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been noticing it too, like a very like little. Yeah, now we can hear you fine.
Might have been a disconnect from like the Wi-Fi or something like that. Are you on Wi-Fi?
That's what I'm thinking too.
This is at 16 minutes, so I could probably go back and delete some of this. So no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's because I got a phone call, dude. And I missed everything else.
No, you're good.
You're good.
All right, so what was I saying? I think we all have the same goal in mind as far as the new guys coming in, the guys that have been here, you know, 6 years, 8 years, the guys have tenure already, the guys have been here forever. Besides, I feel like we're all promoting into those positions where it's going to start, the change is going to start happening, you know, with Cito being a DC and Mark being a captain and, you know, everybody's kind of moving up, you know, Brian's next for captain as well.
Yeah.
You know, those are all changes that are good for the department, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, for
just
sure.
Just because we're getting the younger guys in there that all think alike.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And I think that's a good. I think it's good for the department as far as like how we're kind of going about it with all the new positions and stuff like that. I think
now, as far as city council and all that goes, well, then we'll see what happens with our department.
Yeah. But I think ultimately, I mean, I don't see our department having a lot of issues right now as far as like the, I wouldn't say the upper brass, but the middle brass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The lieutenants, captains, and even like the DCs are kind of all on the same page for the most part.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't speak on prevention side of things just because I don't see how things are on that end. But as far as suppression, I think everybody's pretty much on the same train, you know what I mean? Everybody's kind of just going with the flow and let's see where things go from here and make adjustments as needed, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think
so that's where I had started, back to the whole subject of that we started this conversation, Home Rescue Solutions. I named it Home Rescue Solutions just because I wanted something to do with rescue, you know, being that I come from the fire service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like I just wanted to build something more than just having a pension once I retire. You know, if I only do 20 years, because to be honest, I don't see myself doing more than 20 years, regardless of what position I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to be capped off at my 20 year and that's it.
Yeah.
I said I had 20 years of service with a volunteer service that's volunteer and paid. So, but it's all been with Edinburgh. So that's where I started the business and just going through trial and error with everything in the business. Cause I've never
been. How long has it been up and running already?
Yeah. So it's going to happen.
We're going to be 5 years now.
Oh, no, wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2020 peak COVID.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I took a chance COVID. And you know the.
I mean, if anything, I think that was probably the time to do it when everybody was at home.
Yeah, sure, bro.
And that's where everybody's like looking around their house, like, you know, exactly. What? I need this, or
I need to do this. You know, I'm bored.
My house is hot. My house is hot. I need like spray foam insulation. You know.
Yeah. I did see that.
So I had buddies that owned. I have a lot of buddies that own spray foam insulation. So I was gonna get into that and buy a spray foam rig and all that and be a part of my company, but I wanted to buy a box and make it into a spray foam rig.
Dude, that'd be fucking sick, man.
But it has to be a big box. It can't be a regular one. It has to be one of those.
Just take Rescue 2, bro. We won't say nothing.
Yeah, for sure.
Just take it, bro. We don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared.
I was getting a lot of calls for that too, and my buddies, I have probably like five friends that have those. So I talked to another contractor friend of mine in Austin, and he was like, dude, why are you going to go get in debt $80,000 for a spray foam rig when you have five buddies that have rigs? That means you have five rigs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, what do you mean? And he goes, dude, if I need somebody with spray foam, I'm not going to go buy a rig just to spray foam the house. Just contract it out. And I'm like, oh yeah. And then I started doing that more, and then that's how the general contracting started, besides the roofing, because the roofing I have my own crew. And I got certified in roofing as well. Metal roofs, composite roofs, like plastic, they look like barrel tile, like the clay tile.
Yeah.
But they're plastic. They're like recycled material. And those are like hell proof, destruction proof. You can run over them. Nothing happens to those.
Dang.
No show.
So, yeah, I'm certified in different types of roofs, but I'm a preferred contractor with GAF and with Owens Corning as well. Those are the only two. I like to use those two types of shingles, but if I need to go cheaper, I will.
Yeah,
depending on the client's budget and stuff like that. But that was the main thing. I just wanted to build something for my family to, you know, something I can leave behind for, you know, my boys. If they ever want a business, there's one here. Or, you know, if I can't lift a finger anymore or I'm disabled for some reason, this is a business I can run without having to go anywhere. You know, I can do it from my laptop pretty much.
Yeah.
If I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can just call people and make it happen.
No. So that's where you came up with the name Home Rescue Solutions, obviously wanting to keep it to the fire service. As funny as it sounds, that is one of the biggest things with high rise. Originally, we had the HR logo put together, right? And then I was talking to, who was I talking to at the time? It was Josh, Marcus, and Ray. We were all at Station 2. And I was like, yo, like what could we get from the HR? The only thing I could think of was Heavy Rescue, right? That was the only thing I could think of, Heavy Rescue. But I'm like, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like a Heavy Rescue, like for an energy drink, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So we're playing with it. We're doing all this other shit. And then Ray was actually the one that came up with the name High Rise. And instead of going with High Rise Energy, because there was already a company named High Rise Energy that was in solar, I think, or some shit like that. I went with Fuel because obviously, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of, I guess, not a metaphor, but it's kind of, you know, with an energy drink, you think of it as fuel sometimes. So it kind of just matched or whatever. And that's where we ended up getting High Rise Fuel. But seeing that like dynamic to like I guess the common thinking, right, from your end to my end and Ray and everybody when we first started High Rise, it kind of having that thing, we wanted to base it off the fire service and kind of, you know, blend it. And then we all added the Maltese background to the logo. We added the little pipes on the side of the HR and, you know, started adding all these different things, the High Rise lettering and all that kind of stuff. So it's cool to see that. In that same realm, you kind of had that same concept, you know?
Yeah. And I'm still trying to make a logo. I have, you know, Home Rescue Solutions logo, but I want to do something that I can, you know, put on my truck, you know, kind of like the way you use the Maltese cross, I was thinking of putting like a fire helmet on the pitch of a roof, you know, and making that the background of my logo or something like that.
No shit.
Just trying to play with it because I think I'm going to wrap my truck here pretty soon or put some decals on it or something.
Just wrap it, bro. Just do it. I've been thinking about wrapping mine too, but I'm just like, nah, like it's a piece of shit little truck. I don't want to spend money on it, you know?
Well, you'll make it look better with a wrap.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. You can make anything. You can make a turd look better with a wrap, but it's just like, God, to spend the money to do it, especially because my guy isn't doing it anymore. Once he left to the Navy, he's not here anymore. So there's not a lot of people. I'll be honest with you. A lot of the companies, and I swear I'm not trying to like badmouth anybody down here, but a lot of the people that do wraps down here aren't good.
Yeah.
Like I've seen a lot of the wraps, right? Being in the car scene for so long, like I've seen a lot of the companies that are down here that offer it. And a lot of them don't, they don't either, they don't tuck it right. You could see the lifts. You could see, you know, where they try to do like a what's supposed to be a one piece, but it's hard to do it in a one piece. They make it into two and you can see the little edges and everything like that. It's just like, nah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like
it's not
clean. Not as clean as the guy that did it. And this guy did it out of his fucking garage at his house. You know what I mean? So it was like a whole different ballgame. Yeah.
And you know that guy was good.
Yeah, like he was fucking golden, bro. Like he,
yeah,
every part of my vehicle that was in one piece was wrapped in one piece. And like for a Challenger, if you look at the rear quarter panel, it goes into the pillar, into above the fucking the doors. Like that's all one piece. He like trimmed everything, tucked it away, and like I couldn't find a single thing that wasn't right besides the mirrors. Because the mirrors couldn't be wrapped in one piece. It was like virtually. He showed it to me and I even tried to do it and it's like virtually impossible. But everything else was like top tier. But he told me that. A lot of these companies try to pass that buck off and be like, no, like it's all good. It's the best it's going to be, whatever, yada, yada, yada. And yeah, I'm just not a fan of it. But that's a whole nother conversation, right? But it's good. I like wrap, man. I think wrapping vehicles is a huge plus. Not only does it protect it, right, the paint and everything like that, but you can literally go as crazy as you want. Obviously, with my Challenger, it was color changing. That thing turned heads all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely, I mean, I think that's something that I've been looking into. I know JP's been talking about wrapping his a little bit, maybe not changing the blue, but adding decals to it with the high-rise logo and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I might even just do like the back door windows and the back windshield. Just because I like the color scheme of my truck, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't seen your new truck. I probably have. I just don't remember it. I remember the old truck. It? The one that got into the accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is same thing. It's a four-door long bed F-350, same thing, but it's got the two-tone. It's a King Ranch.
Okay.
Damn. It's got the gray on the bottom. Yeah, the
boys are all diesels, bro.
Yeah, bro. Over there, shit.
It's got a 6-inch lift with 38-inch tires.
Goddamn. Steve, I stand next to you, brother, and you're a little shorter than me. What are you doing with a 6-inch lift,
brother? Hey, it's got 24-inch wheels with floating caps, you know?
Damn. Like Stuart, no mas,
bro.
I don't know
if you ever remember with Stuart, bro. When he would show up to the station for shift, he'd hop out the fucking truck, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, whenever I'm in my truck and somebody's in the passenger side, dude, if I get off and walk around the truck, it'll take a while before you see me, bro. Like, but sometimes it's good, dude, because I'll just back up to the house, you know, if I need to get on the roof, and I can pretty much get on the roof from using my truck as a ladder instead of having to take the ladder.
That's fucking wild, bro. That's crazy, bro. From the bed,
the guys. Yeah, from the bed. Like if I step on the sides of the bed. Like yeah, it's a normal little one story home, you know, older houses.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
That is, I mean, bro.
It works, holy dude. Shit.
For real,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes it works, bro.
We call fucking what is it, OSHA, bro? Whenever I see you out somewhere,
or I'll just pass, you know, tools. Like I'll back up to the garage. Yeah, and
see that I can understand. But using it, replacing a ladder for that, bro, is wild.
Yeah, I feel safer on that thing than I do on a ladder, bro.
Oh, dude, bro, for sure, dude, for sure.
Just take truck 2 and set it up, bro. It's all good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
I'm so general contracting. It explain that a little bit to me, because I kind of, I mean, obviously it's like I think of it like general surgeons, right? Like they're kind of, I wouldn't say masters of everything, but they do like a plethora of things, right?
Right.
General contracting is like that same.
Pretty much. Home rescue, yeah. Home rescue. We can do, dude. I could build you a home if I needed to. If you wanted one. That's what my team consists of. I have guys for cement. I have guys for tile, sheetrock, tape and float, painters, electricians, plumbers, roofers, you know, insulation. I've got it all.
But so, do you think you would be able to go that route? Like maybe that's sometime the goal. In your future?
That's the goal. I want to open up another business that separates roofing from home rescue solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be more mitigation for fire, mold, and water, to where I'm just doing insurance claims.
Yeah.
And I want to separate it from home rescue and have home rescue as the renovations or the remodeling, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
And then have another one for building new homes. And the plan is to build barn doors, not really homes.
Yeah.
Like spec homes or anything. I want to get into barn dominiums because, like, we do metal buildings with home rescue solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people that want these big, kind of like the ones at Station 2 where the fire trucks are parked in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Park
all the trailers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We build those all the time. So,
the fact that people want to live in something like that, bro, amazes me.
Bro, some of them are really nice, bro. Dude,
like, I've seen a few, but like, I just can't see myself living in something like that.
Nah. Why? I mean, some of them are more efficient than homes.
Yeah, dude, sure.
What I'm saying is, like, I'm also looking at it from like, I've only seen the nice barn dominiums from like, up north, like Austin type area, right? In the big fucking, you know, 5 acre, 10 acre plots of land and shit. Like,
there's some I see those,
but I'm looking at them from like, if I walk into it and it feels like, if I'm going to the back of Station 2 to go to look at, you know, the brush or the rescue truck, and it's not like AC'd and shit, I'm not with it. You know what I mean? Like, and I know that they're obviously, you know, AC and everything like that, but like, I just, that's my thought process. I've never actually seen a barn dominium in person as a home.
You know, inside, yeah. And pretty much it's a home. It's a regular home inside, but your garage space, you can make your garage space as big as you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that's awesome. Like, I've seen some that have, you know, 3-4 car garages with 2 doors instead of 4 garage doors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The bay doors are just bigger. And
oh, of course.
They're air conditioned spaced. They're spray foam insulation. So that's a conditioned area. You know, it just looks nicer. The thing is, they're cheaper to build compared to building a home.
Oh, are they?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why a lot of people build them on these big ranches, because building a regular home, I mean, those are still $1 million barn doors, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are more expensive than a regular barn door down here or whatever. But, you know, if you're going to build a little 3-bedroom, 2-bath barn door, and you're going to save a lot of money compared to building a spec home, or, you know, the cost of
what percentage of would you kind of guesstimate off of it?
As far as savings,
yeah, like let's just say a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, maybe, you know, like 1,800 or 2,000 square feet. What is that looking like cost wise compared to a?
I would say you can build it for about $100,000.
Oh dang!
All in.
Yeah.
No shit. And that's like not like the cheap route. That's like the.
That is like a medium. Yeah. That is like a pretty good route. Like, that is not the cheapest material, you know, stuff like that. And no it shit. All depends on who you hire and what labor you're using, how much your guys are charging and stuff like that.
And what about the insurances? Like, do they cover that?
Yes, insurance covers that. There was an issue. Some insurances, they do give you a little hassle with like metal roofs and metal buildings.
That's what I feel like they might.
Yeah, because they don't see it as a residence.
Yeah.
You know, they see it as a warehouse and or like a barn, and that's not what it is. You know, you got to show them exactly what it is. Okay, look, it's air conditioned. It's got insulation.
Oh, another phone call. Busy man.
Busy man, bro. That's all it is. Man is nonstop.
Can you hear me?
And that was literally 16 minutes on the dot.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Damn phone call again.
Yeah. So then from that, so for example, on the insurance side of it, they might give you an issue with it, but is it?
So I mean, you're looking at something you're looking at something that's gonna last you, you know, a lifetime, dude. These barn doors, it's like a metal roof. They give you a 50-year warranty on a metal roof.
Shit.
God damn.
Yeah. Like what's gonna happen in 50 years? We're gonna get a shitload of hurricanes and storms. Mm-hmm. You know, if we get a hailstorm, yeah, there's a possibility that it'll be strong enough to put dents in your roof, but I mean, usually hailstorms on metal roofs are covered 100% by insurance.
Huh.
If you got the right roofer to run the claim for you, you know?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, man. I think they're badass.
I mean, you might have just sold me on it, man. Maybe one day we'll see what comes out of it, but I've seen them, bro. I've seen them out there, like near the Austin area, especially like whenever I see.
Dude,
like,
I'm just scrolling down 490, dude. There's some there on 490 that are up for sale right now. I mean, they're high dollar.
Oh, there you go, know? Basan. There you go.
Shit, yeah. Man. Hey, we can set up one so we can have the, you know, the 4-day break podcast in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm down, bro. Shit, bro. And then we'll have Steve renovate the entire room for it. And we'll be chilling.
Yeah.
Hey, we do. But
go
too,
buy it first, Basan, and then we'll do it.
Like I helped remodel some commercial buildings at like Pro Pit here at in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
We renovated that.
I've never been there.
Well, if you're ever in barbecue supplies, you need barbecue supplies, barbecue pits, you go there and check it out.
I will. I've never been. I've heard of it. JP's told me about it, but I normally never go anywhere when it's like barbecue shit.
You don't know how to cook then.
I know how to make a steak. That's about it, bro. that's as far as you'll get. And everything else, bro, I'm gonna throw it on there, bro, and I'm gonna take it off when I feel it's good to go.
Once it's nice and crispy.
Once the chicken fajitas start looking like beef fajitas, that's when I take it off, bro.
Oh yeah. If you're hungry, you're gonna eat.
If you don't want to eat, it's all good, bro. But it's there. Yeah, but other than that, it's pretty much just steaks and shit like that. But like. Yeah, I'm not at that level like with you and Jay. I see your shit all the time. I see JP always sending me snaps too. They're always doing some crazy shit with, you know, he's making briskets and making for Thanksgiving, making a turkey in the smoker and doing all this other random shit.
I did a whole hog on a rotisserie cooker, dude.
Yeah, you open, see, like that's like, some crazy shit.
Yeah, bro. That's insane, bro.
Open,
did you
open
put the
fire.
Apple there too or no?
Open fire, yeah, I put an apple.
Was it good? Good.
It was good. Good, bro.
I like ham, bro. Ham's fire on Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude. Nah, yeah, but I'm more of a big turkey guy, though, bro.
No, I don't even do turkey anymore, dude. Like,
really?
Yeah, I do. I can't, dude. I don't. I don't know. It pisses me off. I don't know why.
What? Like eating it or cooking it, bro. I'm lost.
I'm trying to keep my composure here, bro. I don't know. It's like my family would be like, okay, we're going to get 3 turkeys. I'm like, fuck, I'm not going. What do you mean you're not going? I fucking hate turkey, man.
I mean, I'll eat a little bit of it, but I normally get a fuck ton of the ham. I will get. On Thanksgiving, I'll get a fuck ton of ham.
Yeah, I'm not a ham person either,
bro. Nah, bro, I'll fuck up some turkey right now, bro. Like right now.
Live, like a live one?
Live, bro. Live.
Live, right, bro. Now. That's crazy, bro. You're not down, bro. I'm gonna buy one right now, bro. You're not down.
Shit.
We'll make a YouTube video.
I gotta see this.
We'll make a YouTube video out of it right now, bro. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me call real quick. You can call Turkey 1-800, bro, or some shit.
You can be that guy from fucking Butterball, dude.
Yeah, I think that, dude, I don't know, man. Going into, like, that's a whole nother topic of conversation, right, with cooking and shit. But, like,
yeah,
bro, I don't know. Like I try to pay attention when JP's doing shit, right? Okay, he'll try to, like, teach me something, right? Like, hey, yeah, let's do this, do that, whatever. And I'm just like, hey, bro, like, I just want to eat, dog. Like,
yeah, I'm like, hey, I don't give a, like, fuck what you're putting on it. Just feed, like, me already.
I don't give a fuck if it's dirt that you're putting in it, bro. If it tastes good, bro, just let it be, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, I can't. It's a lot, bro. Like, I've seen, like, I know I've had, like, I've tried it myself to make, like, other shit outside of just, like, steaks, right? And yeah, bro, I just always chalk it, bro. Somehow, some way, bro, I fuck it up. Never fails.
Yeah, it's all trial and error, bro.
I know. I've seen you do some crazy shit too, though. Like, I've seen your stories and shit. You'll be making some crazy shit.
Yeah, I do all kinds of shit, dude. Fucking, I can make ribs into lollipops, bro.
La verga.
Nah, bro.
No, say less, bro. Shit.
This 4-day break, bro, I want some taken to station too, bro.
Yeah, bro. For sure, try bro. It, bro. For sure.
So that's what I did with dino ribs.
A lollipop rib, bro.
I dissected the dino rib, right? Each rib, individual rib, I dissected it and then took all the meat off when it was before it was cooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then wrapped the meat at the tip of the bone and tied it off with a string and then smoked them in the smoker and bro. Then made like a chimichurri sauce with it.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
And chef kiss?
It was for a competition that the meat market had. And it was,
no, like, no shit.
It was on Facebook and they were like, hey, post the picture of our special this week is dino ribs. So your objective is to buy the dino ribs. Cook them how you want and post a picture of it. The winner gets entered into the next competition and gets the free meat for the category.
No shit.
Yeah. And then they were going to have an in-person cooking competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you got invited to that cooking competition if you won one of the times. So the first week, dude, I got first place in the pictures.
You know, there you go, dude.
It was the pictures with the most likes and most views. So, like, mine got the most likes and views, but everybody freaked out. Like, even the owner called me. He's like, bro, what did you do? And I was like, dude, I don't know, but that picture looks badass.
Yeah, I got to see this picture, bro.
Yeah, dude.
No, bro,
I'll,
for sure.
I'll share it with y'all.
Yeah, that's a... Yeah, you see, like, shit like that, bro. I can't do that. I don't have that level of... Especially with, like, cooking too, right? There's a level of patience that goes with it. I don't have it in me, bro.
It's all fire control, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, but I'm really good at putting the fire out.
You're right? more of a griller type, like get in, get out type guy.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, to give you
probably
insight
have a gas.
This,
you probably have. A
I was
gas
about though. To tell you to give you insight. I do have a propane fucking grill. Just real quick, hey, light it up, go inside, get the steak, throw it on, come back inside, and I'm good, bro.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Gas stoves, I love them.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
the gas propane burners outside, dude, I love those because they're quick, dude. You can, hey, we're going to have steaks for dinner, 10 minutes, you're eating.
Yep, mm-hmm. 100%.
You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the type of shit that I'd be doing. I don't do any of the... I've thought about buying, like, a pellet grill or even, like, just a... I know JP's shown me like some other smokers and shit like that, but it's just like, bro, like I don't have the patience to cook a fucking a brisket for fucking 6 to 8 hours. You know,
well, whatever. I can't do that either, bro.
Pellet grill will take all the patience out of it, dude. Like, you don't need to babysit it or anything. You just put it in there and set it and forget it. And then go about
like,
your business.
I'm the type, like, as soon as I throw it on there, bro, like, as soon as I throw the steak on there, right? I'm already salivating that I want the steak. I'm going to throw the fucking brisket in there and I'm going to just be impatient as fuck. Like, is it done yet? Is it done yet? Yeah, that's my thing, bro. It's
just I got you.
Impatient as fuck with that shit. But I mean, don't get me wrong. When JP makes it, we do it at 3 sometimes. We'll go over there and have ribs or whatever the fuck. It comes out fire as hell, right, when we're eating. But, like, the patience of waiting for it to get done is like, damn.
Yeah, bro. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm not with it. But kudos to those that are with it, because it's always good to go and eat, right?
Yeah. You're always the one you gonna do, invite to cook.
Are you going to do the – Cecito was telling me about it. There's like a rib – all-you-can-eat rib challenge, or who-can-eat-the-most-ribs challenge with PD?
I haven't heard about it.
Cito was telling me about it, and I told him me and JP were down.
I think I did hear about it.
Yeah, with PD at Roadhouse, it was going to be a bunch of ribs.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who's in it. It's supposed to be 5v5. That's all. That's the last thing I heard from Cito was like, all right, I'll put your name down, and that was it.
That's the thing. Like, I don't even go to places. And, like, if I go to, like, a restaurant, I'm not going to order something that I can cook better than the restaurant.
I get you.
I'm a very picky guy, dude, now when I go out to eat, because, like, a steak, I'll order a steak and then I'll order it medium rare because that's the way I like it. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, like,
hey, you did it back medium.
Yeah, this thing's like overcooked. Like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. You know, it pisses me off.
I'm the same way, but a steak is a steak. I'll go and I'll order it and I'll eat it, right, because it's a steak. But I do agree with that, though. I tend to, I feel like, you know what, I can make this steak better.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
It's real hard for me to, like, go to a barbecue. Like, the only barbecue joint down here that I am very impressed with, well, there's a couple. But some that are, like, right there with me are, like, in Edinburgh, it's Vargas.
I haven't had it.
Right there by Station 3.
Where's that at?
It is on Cano and what is it, 18th or 17th? It used to be a little drive through. Okay, it's catty corner from where the Paloma's at.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at.
Yeah, it's right there in that corner area. It used to be a drive through store. Yeah.
Never heard of it. I might have to try that one day.
Yeah, so he came out. Texas Monthly, all that stuff.
So that place, what else?
And GW's barbecue in San Juan.
Yeah, in San Juan. Oh my God.
Is it good?
Bro. That one is good, bro.
Yeah.
No shit. I haven't had that one either.
That one is good, bro. That one's right across from the Shrine.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, bro, whenever they have, like, leftovers and stuff like that, bro, when I was there in San Juan, dude, they would straight up go drop it off. Always at Station 1, bro. They would never drop it off at Station 2. And they're like, oh, like, if you guys can you take some to Station 2? And we're like, nah, fuck them. This is going to be for us, bro.
Yeah, that sounds like Central here, dude. They dropped off 15 pizzas. You all come get them. Like, we're at Station 5, dude. We're not going to drive all the way over there and pass up 3 pizza joints on the way. Like,
I think that's something that always happens to men at Central. They'll always text, like, even when I'm acting or when Ray's acting or when Ray's there, they'll always hit us up like, hey, they brought burgers, they brought sandwiches, they brought this. I'm just like, bro, I'm not driving to Central for that, bro. Send somebody or don't go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I have an extra guy, then I'll send him. Like, hey, go to Central and pick up this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not for something like that. Not for something I can just literally go down the street or I can even order to get delivered, bro. Everything nowadays is always a luxury nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. You got to kind of – what can you do to make your – I guess your way of life easier? And to me, honestly, bro, I fucking spend so much money on Uber Eats and shit. It's ridiculous. Like right now, I'm about to eat lunch in a little bit, bro, and I'm probably gonna order something instead of going somewhere. I ain't got nothing to do, Steve, my son. Nothing,
dude. And that's, I'm that's not good, bro. That's not good,
bro. That's just life, bro.
Dude, I feel like I work more in my days off than I do on shift.
Yeah, I could see that.
But yeah, dude, I bet, bro.
It's the whole like. What you do, obviously, it's busy, right? Especially here locally. There's a lot of people that are going to be looking for that stuff.
It's always busy right now. Like, the season for remodeling is in, dude. Like, my phone rings every day. Mm-hmm. And right now, I am the owner. I'm the manager. I'm the project manager. I'm the salesman, bro. Like, I have one fireman from McAllen that throws me work whenever he finds it. And I just brought on a paramedic friend of mine that works out of town. He works in Rivera for an ambulance company. And he was like, hey, dude, I want to make some extra money. What's this thing you're hiring and all this? And I was looking for door-to-door salesmen, you know, for roofing. So now I'm showing him the ropes and stuff because he has like three to four day breaks. So on those 3 or 4 days that he's here, he'll push, you know, my business.
Hey, Dabasan?
Yeah, bro.
Part time, bro.
Don't forget to fill out the dude. And
don't forget to fill out the shit.
I'd rather hire firemen or people in our service because customer service is a big deal to us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, bro.
So and it's all right now. It's all commission based. You know, I have a red line for roofing, so anything above the red line that you sell at, well, that's 100% yours.
Yeah.
I'll say less. I'm going to sell a roof for about $100,000, bro.
Shit.
Hey, dude, I've done an insurance claim for a roof for $100,000.
Whew. Damn.
Yeah. And, dude, insurance claims, all it is wording, bro. And I tell all this to the homeowners, like, if you do your own claim, make sure you don't use certain words like mold or rot or stuff like that, because then your insurance claim is going to get denied. Like, I've had insurance claims, homeowners call me and they'll be like, oh, I did a claim. They sent me $300. Like, they just sent you money to pretty much shut you up. They didn't.
Yeah, to fuck off, basically.
Yeah, like, hey, we're not going to give you anything. So then I come in, I reopen the claim, do my inspections and everything, and then I send in my paperwork, and now the guy's getting like 25-30 grand, and he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, guess what, all that's mine because I'm gonna do all these repairs. And you're like, oh, yep. Okay.
You ain't getting a cent, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but roofs are so expensive too, man. I honestly think it's probably coming up for me too. When I bought the house, the previous owner didn't know when they replaced it. They know that it was replaced. They just didn't know when.
Right.
So it's like, I know eventually here, sometime in the next few years or so, I'm probably going to have to do that. Right now, I'm actually working on getting the fence replaced on the side. Or maybe not replaced, but fixed. It's starting to lean.
That thing's been like 2 years in the making, hasn't it?
Yeah. Your 100%.
Fence?
Yeah.
Your fence.
I never did anything for it, bro.
And I have nothing to do on my days off.
Nothing to do, bro. Yeah, it's been like that, though. The other side, we got that sorted out with the other neighbor, the west side. That one's already sorted out. The east side fence is the one that's starting to like fucking really like. It's starting to be like a genuine Fat Joe, bro. It's starting to just lean back a little too much.
Yeah, dang. Like, if we get some good winds, that thing's just going to fall over.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And I got some quotes, bro, but it's just like, bro, like these, like the quotes I'm getting to just replace the post, bro, is like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll do it for one of the quotes I got was like 900. I was like, okay. And then, yeah, that's just labor.
Just for the posts?
That's just labor, brother. I'm just like, all right, that's a no. So then I look at some other ones, and then I'm like, damn. Like, this guy over here is saying another 600, and I'm like, damn. And I got to buy the material myself? Damn.
Dude, I got my guys. I got we'll my do guys it. Right here, dude. Well, even then, you're on a 4-day break. You take a case of beer, you'll have firemen at your house real quick.
God, bro, for, that's all I was about to say, bro. See, take some fucking zins, right, bro. Zins.
Bassan, first of all, you ain't gonna show up. First of all,
I'm gonna pull up, bro. Early as fuck.
First of all,
early as fuck. Well,
you're gonna show up as soon as it's done, bro. Guaranteed. You late as fuck to everything. But you gotta think about it, right? If I throw the invite out, if I get like Matt to show up, I'm good, right? Matt knows his way around shit. We'll be all right. If I get Robert to show up and Robert G, not Robert A, oh, I think I'll be all right.
Uh huh.
If I get John to show up, that fucking fence is going to shit.
The beer is gone and he's leaving, bro.
Yeah, if I get Evan to show up, that fence is fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, you gotta think about it, bro. If I'm gonna say, hey, pull up, I got, you know, some beers, we'll fix the fence. It's, you gotta look at the, who's gonna show up, who ain't gonna show up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I make sure it's the right ones because, John, I love you. I know you're probably gonna listen to this. I love you, mijo, but
Chucky.
you are not the sharpest tool in the shed, and I'm sorry. That fence is going to shit.
I think we have a lot of firemen that aren't the sharpest tools in the shed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I think, you know, it works, right? Because sometimes you don't need the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah. Sometimes you just need something to hit something with, and
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It just kind of, in some way, shape, or form, it kind of just fits in. It blends in. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, even me, I'll be honest, too. I don't know my way around that shit. I'd probably fuck it up, too. I looked at it, and I thought about it. I'm like, man, I'll just do this shit myself. And then I looked at it, and I'm just like, nah, bro. I'm a fuck around, and this fence ain't going to be a fence anymore, bro. It's going to be like a fucking table or some shit. Like, not even a good table. It's going to be uneven table, bro.
A
like,
fucking gazebo in the back.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's not going to be what I intended to be.
How do you like my fence? It looks like stairs. Like,
yeah, bro. Like, the stairs don't even work, bro. You can't even stand on them because they're uneven and shit. Like, yeah, bro. That's the type of shit. I'm not a handyman like that. That's not my cup of tea.
I'm pretty good when it comes to, you know, tools, but there's some things, dude, that I see my guys do, and I'm like, what? Like, what did you just do? Like, I was standing here for like 45 minutes trying to figure out what you were going to do, and this guy did it like in 5 and just made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm like,
that's the learning, extent, bro. Where you pay for like that saying is with a plumber, right? You try to fix something and they say, oh, you know what? I charge this much to fix it. And they fix it in like 5 minutes when you were there struggling for 5 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're paying for what they know. You know what I mean? You're not paying for the,
exactly.
But I think for like a fence, I don't see that as a fucking, you know, $1,400 job, like just to replace a post.
Yeah. And
maybe to replace, like, maybe I'd see upwards of like 3 G's to replace the entire fence, but yeah, not
with
not
material.
Not just mm-hmm. to replace the post. You know what I mean?
Yeah. because a lot of these guys charge by square foot. I mean, linear foot for a fence.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they were all measuring everything and shit like that. And I'm like, I just need the post, bro. You don't even need to do every single one. You just skip one if you want. Like, it's just one side of the fence that's really fucked up. But
like, are the planks, are they rotted out or anything?
I don't know. Good question. I didn't really pay attention to that. I just know it's lean.
Yeah, so it could be just a couple posts. It doesn't even have to be all of them.
Yeah, so like, even on the other side, like on the west side, like that got fixed with just putting two. You know what I mean? He didn't even take out the old post. He just put one next to it.
Yeah,
you so can it was do like that. Whatever. Add a post, you know, it works out, but. But yeah, I'm not in that realm to do that shit by myself. Bassan, you want to do it or what? We'll do it this Monday, bro. I'll buy
we'll go right now.
5, bro. First of all, you're leaving.
I'll go right now, bro.
I'll buy 5 things of Zins for you, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's all I need to hear, bro. I'm about to put in some work, bro.
Zins.
Fucking fence is going to be all the fence ain't even going to be there. He's going to have a board like Ed and Eddie, bro, when he has the board. Fucking hammer to his head.
You're gonna see me pull up with the stapler, bro, instead of a
hard one. Hey, put the Christmas lights on or what?
I just took mine down, bro. Legit. Shit. Like last week.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude, the house we're doing right now, I had to I haven't been able to complete a roof because of the weather that came in. Because it's cold weather, the shingles get real hard, so they're not pliable and they end up cracking and stuff when we're messing with them. So I gotta wait. But he had Christmas lights on his house, right? And I'm like, hey, do you want me to take those Christmas lights off? He goes, bro, I don't even know where they work. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's, I was like, you didn't, they're not from this year. And he goes, dude, they've been up there for like 8 years, maybe 10.
A la verga.
Damn. I'm like, damn,
bro,
dude.
Who was I just talking to about this with, bro? It was somebody. I was talking to somebody about it, and they were like, yeah, bro, like, I haven't taken off the lights from my house in like 3 years. I just leave them there. I just said, fuck it, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember
who
it was.
That's kind of one of those things where you don't want to do it every year.
Yeah.
Know? Oh, yeah, bro. Fuck yeah.
I procrastinate the hell out of it, bro. My girl hates it. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, you know, right after Thanksgiving. She's already wanted to put it up, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, and nope. Fucking wait till like the day before Christmas, and I put them up.
Yeah, I got to the point where I just put the little, that little globe thing in the yard that shines onto the house. And
oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I just do that now because my wife and my kids already know that I'm not going to put Christmas lights on because I say I am, but I never get around to it.
And I hear you. But yeah, I think that's a, what do you call it? A good practice, I guess. I need to start doing it every year. Trying to keep track of it.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I'll go another year with this fence too, bro. See how long it lasts before it falls.
Yeah, do an insurance claim with the roof and the fence.
Yeah, I mean that's the way to do it, bro. Might as well just do it. I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. When I bought the house, they told me about the fucking garage wall. It has like a little like gap in it. It's fucking weird. So like if I push the side of my garage, right? The bricks move.
Ooh.
I don't think that's supposed to be happening.
No, dude. From shifting the foundation or what?
Nah, I have no idea.
Is it a void space between the brick and the wall?
That's what I think it is, because it's the outer one, not the inner. So like it's the one that leads to the side of my house on the outside of the garage. So like you have to go through the garage and then go inside the house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been like that, bro. I have never looked into it. I just never lean on that shit. I never put any weight on it either, like anything on it.
So that was happening at my house. I noticed when we would close the front door, the bricks around it on the very top would move back and forth.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, dude, if somebody slams this hard enough, one of those bricks is going to come down and hit them in the head or something.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So I just sealed up all the cracks around it, and it stopped moving.
Damn.
Like you can buy like cement in a tube, bro, like in a caulking tube with a caulking gun and put it all in there, like grout, kind of.
Yeah, I'm not handy like that, bro. you telling me these things like they're easy to do, bro. I guarantee you, bro, I will find a way to fuck it up.
It's like I don't even know what a caulking gun is.
Like it's not. I fucking my dog, right? He got into this like little mania a long time ago, like a year and a half ago, and he started biting like the side of the fucking door for some reason. He did it for like a few days. He tore some of the wood off, and I bought all the shit to fucking like cover it, fix it up a little bit. I even bought a little bit of like paint to paint it and shit. Ask me if I've done it, Steve. Ask me if I've done it, bro. I have.
That wood I bought to fix it is part of the fence now, bro.
Like I have not done it, bro. It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. I just covered it with black tape. So if you walk in my house, my son, whenever we're gonna do like another poker night or something, and you see the fucking the front door, and you see a little piece of black tape over it, mind your business. That's what it is.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Yeah, bro, that's not me, dude. I mean, the furthest I'll go is like, all right, you want me to isolate the power to something? Cool. We do that at work, right? So like shit like that, I'm like, all right, I could do that. But I go into anything else, bro, and it's like, nah, I'm good.
Dude, believe it or not, I learned how to tape and float at work.
To what?
Tape and float sheetrock.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, so you know how they put sheetrock on the walls?
And then they tape it up?
Yeah. I learned how to do that on shift.
Oh, no, shit. I never did that.
Yeah, building when I was 8 to 5, when I first got hired, we had to build the burn props.
Oh, no, shit.
That is fucking crazy.
I remember, dude, Sean gave me, you know, Sean gave me some tape and a putty knife and all these screws and like, hey, go to Lowe's, buy sheetrock. You're going to go do the building props. The frames are already done. Just put the sheetrock on and tape them, float them. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that, Chief. And he's like, well, you're going to learn. Okay. Here we are, dude, taping and floating me. And I don't even know who was with me. I think it might have been Brian. It might have been Brian was there at the time. Yeah, but we were taping, floating, painting.
And Joey, I think he got hired with Brian too.
Yeah.
No shit. That's crazy, man. I don't see myself figuring all that shit out. Normally, I just pay someone too. I don't. I'm to the point, Steve, and this is terrible to say, right? But I'm to the point, bro. I don't even cut my own yard, bro.
Golly. Neither do I. I get my kids to do it now, but.
Well, yeah, I don't have kids yet. Maybe later on when I do, I'll do that. But, yeah, I pay someone to do that shit.
Yeah, I bought a pole saw to cut my tree, and I cut a couple limbs off, and I was like, I don't like it. This is bullshit, you know? So now I use that, like, whenever we have trees in the way and we're doing roof jobs, I take that with me, and I'll just trim the trees for the homeowner so they won't rub on the roof. But, some guys came over to the house the other day, like, hey, man, we'll trim up your tree real good, you know, and leave the brush right here in the corner of your yard. And I'm like, all right, dude, how much? $200. Do it. It's like, we have an electric pole saw. Is that cool? It's like, it's all right. I got one, too, in the garage. You have one? I go, yeah. Do you want to use it? Yeah, we'll use it. I just took $50 off your pay because you're using my equipment.
Yeah, they just did my front and back literally like last week. It was $100.
That's cheap.
I'm not into that. Yeah, for each one.
That's not bad. These guys, like, my tree looks naked, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. They cut it hella short.
Yeah, like, it looks good, but damn, I don't even know if it's supposed to be that skinny now.
Yeah. The only thing I hated about it is they left the part over my... They told me, too. They're like, yeah, we left you a little bit over the driveway for the shade, right? And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I didn't think nothing of it. Now the birds only go there, bro, and they just shitting all over my truck.
That's exactly why I wanted to trim mine, dude, because my truck is every... I'd wash it, and then next day I'd come out and, like, all the passenger side was covered in shit. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. So now I gotta call this guy back so he can cut the whole tree or kill the birds, one of them.
Yeah.
Whichever one's easier, I guess.
I tried doing that for a while, sitting in the garage and shooting birds from the garage. And then I was like, you know what? I'll go to the backyard, shoot the ones in the backyard.
And then they're not even bothering you, brother.
And then I started to shoot cats, and I was like, okay, now we got a problem. I don't know whose cats those are. I need to go inside now.
Oh, man. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Bassan, what's it looking like on your end right now?
Right now, I'm still chilling, bro. Still chilling. Hey, Steve, I have a question. Like, for, like, the people that live there, like, in Los Lagos and stuff like that, I mean, like, bro, golf balls are just fucking... Bro, I hit fucking houses, dog. Like,
oh, I'm right there with you, bro. That's why... That's... I got a slice like, from hell, bro.
But how does that work with, like, the insurance, like, companies? Like, you know,
so
like...
I'm pretty sure... There. I'm pretty... Yeah, so... And I've always wondered that. I'm pretty sure that their insurance, because of that area, has to have some type of coverage. I've never had to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they would cover it.
Right? Yeah.
Because you do have stuff called all other perils on your policy that is other than your roof. So mm-hmm. It's everything else around your home. I mean, the windows are expensive, bro.
Oh, yeah, dude. For sure. For sure.
Like, that's one thing I would like, man. That's I wouldn't want to live on the golf course. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Cause like in one of the holes, like there's solar panels too, and you can see like the cracks on it too because of like the
On
golf
the
balls that are hitting it. Like, you know?
Oh.
Like it's crazy. So I don't even know if they still work or
Yeah, so
what, but
solar
like
panels. Yeah, those are usually a lot of homeowners don't know, but they should be putting them under their home insurance because when you need to replace your roof, I'm gonna have to take those solar panels off and put them
yeah.
back on to do the roof. So, it costs $300 per panel to take off and put on.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Because I have to buy new footings for the panels as well. I can't use the same footing. So doing that, you're looking at anywhere, depending, most of these homes have more than 20 panels.
Yeah.
You know, so you're looking at, six, 7 grand on a
Just both
small system,
panels.
just in panels, bro.
That's crazy.
But insurance will cover that. You know, the insurance will cover that part of the claim. But solar, man, that's a big deal too, man. A lot of people got fucked
Oh, dude, I
doing
get so
solar.
many fucking people coming to my house offering it, bro. It's
There's
I've
just
stopped answering the door.
I mean, it really works if everything is done correctly, bro, and said correctly, you educate them correctly, because what it comes down to is like a lot of when I started, before I started Home Rescue, I was in solar, right? I was in solar for about 3 years. And I still offer it. I just don't push it as much because it's a hard sell now due to all the other companies that were opening up down here, little mom and pop shops that were selling it and lying out of their teeth, like, hey, dude, you get solar panels, you'll always have power even when your neighbors don't have power. Like, that's bullshit. Your house doesn't, it's not like a solar light to where during the day it's charging and then at night it turns on. You know, only if you have battery backup is the only way you're going to have backup power. So that wasn't said to these people. And a lot of people bought because they were like, oh, I want power when the power's out. Well, now that they don't have power when the grid goes down, they're like, what? Like, this shit doesn't even work. So that, and then all the solar companies, all the third party energy companies that were doing buyback plans, well, they noticed how much money they were losing with people that were saving on their energy bills by going to solar. So now they're changing rates, they're changing the way they buy back. Oh, we're not offering buyback plans anymore, or we're making the distribution fees more expensive, so they're taking that credit from those clients. Like, I've had
Holy
people call
shit.
me like from 1 year to the next, like, hey dude, I used to get a negative light bill of $100. It was negative 100 every month. So he was producing more than what he was using, so they would give him a credit every month. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey bro, I got a $50 light bill, like, what's going on? And I'd send me your bill and I'd look at it and like, oh yeah, they increase your delivery fee due to $100. There's your credit right there. I go, you produced, you overproduced, but you're not getting credit for it because of that delivery fee.
Yeah. Damn, bro. That's crazy.
That is.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to that, man. It's crazy. We also install backup generators too, Generac generators. We do those also.
Shit.
That's what I need to get set up, bro. I mean, fortunately, I have guys that live in my neighborhood that are from AEP, so whenever the power goes out, they're pretty good at getting that shit up quick. But yeah, having backup is always good.
Yeah, that or just the plug for the portable generator works too.
No, yeah,
Hey, you
100%.
can't run your whole house on it, but you can run your appliances at least, or pick and choose. Like, hey, I'm gonna go to the restroom. Let me turn the lights on, and then come shut them off when you're done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would like to. I mean, maybe down the line. I'm not too in need of it at the moment, but maybe down the line.
Yeah, our grid's been pretty good so far.
So far, yeah. Let's not jinx it.
Yeah.
Before some shit pops off.
We'll see.
It's going to be that next cold front, bro.
I think we're good with them now, no? There's normally when it starts dying out.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fucking phone calls, dude.
So you're a busy man, bro.
I'm going to get on my iPad next time.
Yeah, next time. Next time we should be in person, man. That's something we're trying to work towards. But it's,
Do you have a space for that? Like, they're at high rise or what? They're at the building?
No, we'll probably do it probably at my house. I need to figure out how I'm going to make room for it, bro. I have a whole room dedicated to, like, my computer and everything. Oh, I would just need to figure out the whole setup as to how I'm going to set up to have, like, a table or a desk with, you know, the three mics and everything like that. So we can actually talk to people that come down. The part that would complicate that is doing it with people from, because we have a lot of, like, the guests, they're not from here. So that would be the biggest thing, is the hurdle is getting them down here.
Yeah.
So that's why for now we're just sticking virtually, and then we'll transition over to in person down the line. See how it works. Yeah, it's all trial and error too, man.
I
never did it. So it's all just us trying to figure things out on the go, on the fly.
Yeah, that's like everything else, dude. Trial and error. I'm pretty sure high-rise was the same thing when you first started.
Yeah, 100%. Everything, bro. There's not a single thing in this world, I guess, that isn't trial and error at some point, right? Unless it's already been figured out. But for the most part, there's always going to be that step that you got to take.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man.
But yeah, Steve, anything else in your realm? Anything you want to kind of go over, talk about?
Not really, man. Just that, like, if you all ever do insurance claims,
and you get
denied, that's not the end of the world. You can still fight the insurance.
There you go.
If they send you something that's not feasible to get you repairs, you can still fight for the amount you need. They're obligated to give you what you deserve, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've been with them for a long time. I feel like we're all in the wrong game, dude.
Let's see with this. I got a good question.
For real.
Let's start some shit, right? What in your experience, Steve, you deal with a lot of insurances, right?
Uh-huh.
Who is by far the worst?
Snake Farm.
Really?
Snake Farm. Damn.
Yeah.
You want to throw some insight on that as to, you don't have to give like exact details, but
I could tell you all my snake farm. I call 100. It Snake Farm, dude, because it's snakes.
No shit.
Yeah, State Farm. All my clients that have had State Farm have been like long fights, bro, where I had to go legal. Like, we had to sue them to get what my clients needed.
Really?
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah. And have to go the lawyer route, which some insurances are like that. But for the most part, Allstate, USAA, Geico, all these other, there's a bunch, dude, there was some that I had never even heard of, like SureFi or something like that. All kinds of weird ones.
So in other words, what you're saying is they're not good neighbors, is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Jake, dude, that guy is a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. Fuck Jake. Fuck Jake. Bro, they spent all their money putting Jake and Patrick Mahomes on their commercials, bro.
That's probably where all their money goes.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. I saw that dude at TwitchCon, bro, in 22.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand, dude. Like, we could still win them. Well, I've been able to beat them, right? But it's a hassle, bro. Like,
who would you say on the other realm? Who would you say is by far the best?
USAA.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm swapping over.
I don't even think.
Hey, dude, if you have the chance to get USAA through anybody in the military or veterans, you know, family or anything, I would, because when it comes to your home, they might not have the best prices as far as vehicle coverage, but for homes, they don't hesitate to pay out, bro. Like, at all. Like, I send in one price and they send it right back and say, here's your money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what about on the regular, the Civ side, without the military side of it?
I would go with like Allstate. if it's Allstate, a known company, really? Known company, Allstate's good. There's a bunch of little ones, dude, that I've worked with. I'm trying to get some off the top of my head, but I can't remember. Because a lot of people go with these bigger ones, Allstate, Geico, State Farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with Geico. I'm actually looking to switch. Allstate's been reaching out to give quotes, but this is, man, dude, insurance is so fucking expensive, bro.
Oh, I know, dude. I just got insurance for my truck, dude. Like, I didn't have insurance probably for about a year, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, I was like, dude, after that accident with the other truck, I had Geico, and they didn't want to total my truck.
And it was undrivable.
Damn.
Yeah, it was undrivable, bro. They fixed it, and the dealership, the manager called me. He's like, hey, I just test drove your truck, dude. Like, I can't keep it in the lane. I have to fight to keep it straight. And I'm like, well, then it's not drivable. You know, you need to tell the insurance. And he's like, no, the insurance wants me to go back under and try to figure it out. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be driving that $80,000 piece of shit down the road after that.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
So that's when I just, you know what? I don't want the truck, dude. If you're not going to total it, I don't want it. And they're like, what? Yeah, I don't want it, dude. Pay me out. Just, I'll trade it in. Give me what you can for it. So I did that. But yeah, I switched from Geico after that because Geico was my insurance. And the other guy didn't have insurance, so they had to use my insurance.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So for like a year, dude, I was driving around. I was like, man, I'd rather just get a ticket for no insurance than pay $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I was paying. I have three vehicles. So when I was, the three vehicles was like $1,200 a month, dude.
Damn. Yeah. I'm paying like three for two. And that says only one is full coverage. The other one is just liability.
Yeah. So I just got a quote from Green Sky or Green Insurance Group or something out of McAllen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're charging me $500 for three cars.
Oh, nice.
Awful coverage. So that's not bad.
That's doable. I've been looking. Yeah, you don't have to send me that. I'm looking for some. I need auto and home, bro. This shit's getting expensive. My taxes went up. My insurance went up. So my mortgage went up. It's just fucked. Nonstop. Yeah,
everything's going up, dude. Especially like with home insurance, a big thing is people always want to save monthly, right? So then they pick the highest deductible. Well, that can fuck you when you try to get your roof done or you get any repairs in your house, because if the cost to the repairs is not more than your deductible, or your deductible is half of the cost of the repairs, like, you're not going to get any money back.
Yeah. You know,
To do the repairs. So always go with a 1%, you know, deductible. Don't go for more than that.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta look more into that, but
it's like, I've had people that have like $10,000 deductibles, dude. On that.
I love it. That's crazy. And I'm like,
dude, your deductible costs 10 grand and your roof costs seven.
Like, yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I need to look into that. I believe mine is at 1%.
Yeah, I always keep it at 1%. Don't go more than that.
I think the only one that isn't, bro, is the fucking the hurricane one, I think.
Yeah, hurricane's always gonna be more expensive.
Yeah.
That one, if any named storm, so even if it's not a hurricane, but it's, you know, a named storm.
Oh, then, really?
Yeah, like a tropical storm, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just name it.
Yeah, if you do a claim for that during that time, then they're going to charge you that storm deductible instead of your regular 1%. So that's where that's where the insurance has those little loopholes, dude. And they
want to fuck everybody.
They don't want to give no money out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing I hate about it, man. I hate that it's mandatory to have.
It's mandatory to have, but then you never use it.
Yeah. And then if you do use it, you get fucking punished for it.
Yeah. You get penalized, and they still didn't cover 100% of what you needed. You know?
Yeah, like when I had the fucking little Hyundai Elantra, it was parked outside my parents' house, and they a guy was going through with a fucking trailer for whatever fucking reason into a little neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He didn't clear the turn right and fucking scratched it up and dented it, fucking fucked up the actual the wheel and everything. Like, it fucking popped off the fucking what's it called?
Like, off the hub or what?
Yeah, like off the hub and shit like that. So it was like all fucking chalked and shit. And the insurance was like, no, we're just gonna PDR or what is it, the paint dent repair on some of it.
Yeah.
Replace this. I was like, nah, bro, this is a brand new. I had fucking like 2,000 miles on the car, bro. I was like, you're fucking replacing. I'm not doing any of this shit fucking fixing it. We're replacing the whole fucking everything from the rear fender to the fucking front, the wheel. If you need to replace an axle, replace that, like fix it. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, like with my truck,
they didn't want to.
The guy hit me head on, went underneath my front bumper, and he hit like my
axle. Yeah, I remember, I was there.
Yeah, he hit my axle and my tire,
mm-hmm.
and the axle snapped, the control arm snapped, and my fender was dented a little bit, my bumper was dented a little bit, but, you know, just with that impact alone, you know, what happened further behind that, you know, behind mm-hmm. the drive shaft snapped, like, okay, that's all impact going backwards towards the end of the truck.
Yeah.
There has to be some fucked up shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And no, they were like, oh, good thing it's all suspension, so we're just going to buy a new lift and bring a new.
Bro, that's crazy, bro. Another phone call, bro. Yeah, that's crazy that they have to go through all that shit, bro. Literally through all that shit.
Yeah, bro. It's and that's the thing. It wasn't even my insurance, bro. It was a company, right?
Really? What the fuck?
Hey, I'm back. So I got fucking call.
You did. Yeah, man. It was a company that hit my car. So they had to get the, and apparently it was that guy's like second in like 2 days or some shit.
Damn. Ooh, fired.
Yep.
So
you
that
just
happened.
Your driving then, privileges.
I was just like, look, bro, I told him, like, the insurance adjuster or whatever. I was like, look, as long as this shit gets fixed, like, repaired, like, replaced, and it looks like brand new, I'm cool. As soon as I got the car back, bro, literally that same, like, day or the following day, I took it, traded it in. Literally. I didn't wait
one bit.
They had
my truck for, like, a year, dude, and I was still paying the insurance that whole year. And
making, no shit.
And making truck payments that whole year, bro.
Yeah, fuck that, bro.
And I was
like, you didn't have the rental shit?
The rental only covered 30 days.
Yeah, mine only covers 30 days.
So that's where the insurance gets you too, because they're like, oh, we gave you rental insurance, like it's only 30 days. Fuck that.
Gotcha.
No shit. I didn't know that. Yeah, I have that shit. I'm gonna cut that shit off.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut that shit. I cut that shit off real quick. Dad, I cut off medical shit too, because I have health insurance. I don't need that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, when I got into the accident, I was pissed, bro. I got off. I was going to kick that guy's ass.
I remember.
I was going to go up to his I went up to his window, and I left my wife in the passenger side all crying and shit. I just stormed out, dude, went to his fucking, the driver's side of his car. And, you motherfucker, I opened the door, and he's all unconscious and shit. I was like, oh, fuck. Let me give him a rub.
Let me go to work.
let me give him a sternum rub and check him out. So then I gave him a sternum rub, and he was like, oh, making all these noises. He was responsive. So I was like, ah, you're good. I'm going to go check my wife, you fuck.
Yeah, at least you checked on him. Dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just fucking. That made a hole in my heart, dude. I was in love with that fucking truck.
Yeah.
And ever since then, dude, I've been getting raped at every dealership every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah, dude, like sucks.
Yeah, I need to look at all that shit, man. I need to start figuring out what I'm gonna do with it. Other than that, Steve, it's been a pleasure.
I got nothing else. Yes, sir.
It's been a pleasure. We'll try to get you back in the future. Once we get in person, that way everybody can put a face.
Yes, hey,
bro,
sir.
I'm with it, bro. We'll start up a whole series for it, bro. I'm down.
I'm actually going to start putting on some barbecue classes, bro. So,
oh, there you go.
There it is.
We'll work with it, bro. We'll send Basan to learn how to cook something.
Yep. And
he'll have to make something the whole shift. We'll make it work.
I'll provide the zin, Basan.
Say that right now, son.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie to you, Basan. I was actually thinking about buying some yesterday when I got home. Mm-hmm. I stopped to put gas and had to go inside because for some reason the card shit wasn't working outside. Mm-hmm. And normally I just leave. I'm the same way.
I leave too.
But then I really needed gas, so I was like, fuck. All right, I'll go inside. So I went inside and I saw the zins, and I was gonna get some, but I didn't know what flavor to get. So I was like, you know what? I'll wait, and I'll ask Basan, and then I'll go get some.
I can't do zins anymore, bro.
No,
I found a different one that's stronger.
I'm not with it, bro. I had the three, and that was like more than enough for me. And I only tried it that twice, actually. The one time I'm doing, on shift, I'm and then after 15s, that,
I'm
house.
I'm doing 15.
God, holy fuck! That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's. Crazy.
I just swapped to the Velos, bro. Whatever they're called.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They're like $1.99 right now.
Bro. That's why everybody likes those, because that's what. The guys on my shift, dude, this fucking Gumaro and Manny are all Velos, and I'm like, no, dude, they're not strong enough. If they're low in milligrams, I end up doing more of them because I'm constantly throwing them away.
Yeah.
And the stronger ones, fuck, they hit and they give me a headache.
Yeah, bro.
What flavor are you rocking with right now?
Basan, go ahead.
Right now, like literally, like when we started this podcast, I popped a wild berry right now just to get like a little fruity. Wild, you know what I mean?
Berry. But I mean, you are like a little mint fruity
guy. Bro, that was just one time, bro.
Wild berry. I don't even see that on here, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's like a purple can, and then I'm all about the mint and spearmint. I'm like the mint type of guy.
Yeah, spearmint's a shit.
Fuck.
So what are you? What flavor are you rocking with right now, Steve?
Mine. It's called Lush.
Oh, but shit.
It's like Lush. It's like a watermelon Bubblicious. If I can put a flavor to it, if you smell the can, you're gonna be like, dude, that smells like Bubblicious, the watermelon flavor.
I might fuck around and chew it, bro. That's the problem with flavors like that.
I've done that. Dude, at a structure fire, dude, I was rinsing out my mouth one time with a bottle of water, right? And I had a zin. Mm-hmm. I had a pouch in my mouth. I don't know if it was a zin or one of these. And I was there swishing around, and I swallowed the water. Next thing you know, I'm like, oh shit, I just swallowed the whole fucking pouch. So I'm like, Gumaro looks at me, he's like, hey dude, what's up? You look like kind of scared. And I go, either I'm gonna get real fucked up or I'm gonna get the shits. I don't know. Wait. And he's like, why? And I go, I swallowed the pouch, bro. I had a pouch in my mouth this whole time, like during when we were fighting the fire, dude, I had a pouch in my mouth. And he's like, and you swallowed it? I go, yeah, I just rinsed my mouth out right now and I swallowed it. And he's like, oh, you think it's going to hit harder? And I go, I don't know, dude.
He's like, we don't find out in about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. Damn, but nah, dude, they don't really hit me, dude. I've never gotten like a buzz from them.
Oh yeah, bro. Because these are just puro six. They're just sixes,
like,
bro.
Even the 15s. Like I don't get I get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, that's your buzz, bro.
Because it could
maybe you're just naturally immune.
It could be that I'm just dehydrated as fuck, and I'm just drinking a shitload of caffeine and fucking nicotine all the time.
Shit. That too. That's all you need, bro.
That's all we live off of, boy. Yeah, that's
crazy.
And it could be that I've been dipping for so long that nothing really does anything.
Yeah,
it could be that too.
It's just a habit.
I couldn't do that, man. I tried it, and I don't like it.
What, dip?
Yeah.
Shit, I started dipping when I was 14, Wayne.
Shit.
Well, see, back in the days, that's all you could do, bro. No, there's nothing else to do.
I used to buy the cans.
You used to put dirt, and then you swapped it out for dip, bro.
I used to buy the cans of Copenhagen for 75 cents, bro.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, 75 cents. How much were the burgers? Like 50 cents?
Still, I'm not that old.
He was around when their whole combo was 25 cents, bro.
Shit.
Yeah, I was like, yesterday I took info from the call we went to yesterday, right?
That mm-hmm.
possible regular or whatever. And we get back and Eric's looking at me and he's like, hey, bro, I want to tell you something, but don't get mad. And I go, what are you going to say? And he's like, so we asked if anybody had taken, we asked the lady if anybody took the info. Because I was freezing, dude. I was like, I'm going to go sit in the truck and my job's mm-hmm. done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was there waiting for him and I got back, whatever, went back to the station. And then he's like, I asked the lady if anybody took her info and she said, oh, yeah, the little old man. The little old, what'd you say?
Bro.
The little old bald guy. That's what she said. And he's like, bro, she called you old, right? And I go, what? She was born the same fucking year as I was. I look at my notepad and I was like, she was born the same year, bro.
That's crazy.
He's like, oh shit. And I go, yeah. I go, do I really look that old? And he's like, no. I was like, fuck, dude. I feel like the old man in the fire service now, bro.
I mean, you kind of are, but JP is too. That's the thing. I tell JP all the time, bro. Like, they're like my JP and my dad are the same age.
Dang.
Like they like me and JP's son were the same age, bro. We were in high school at the same time.
Oh shit. That's yeah. crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's wild. But, yeah, other than that, back to what we're saying, it was a pleasure talking to you, Steve. Down the line, we'll get more in person, and we'll come up with a whole little series for it. We'll do some barbecue and talk in person and chop it up again, see what changes have come up and stuff like that. See if the insurances have changed. Maybe there's a new, better one in town or something like that. And
oh, yeah,
maybe,
for sure.
We'll have more firemen working for Home Rescue.
Yeah, hopefully, mm-hmm. man. Hopefully, yep. all firemen yep. in the Valley. You're looking for some part-time work? Hell hit yeah. up Steve, get with him, and see what you can do, what you can sell at. Get some extra paper.
Can get, make you, it happen. Get you some more paper on your taxes of 1099, bro.
There you go. Yeah. There it is.
All right, man. It was a pleasure talking to you, Basan. I'll see you on shift.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we'll chop it up there. We'll leave it there. And appreciate everybody taking a listen.
10-4, man.
See you later.
Take care, boys.
Later.
All righty.
Later.